Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 14th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi, and here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, condemns political violence following an attack by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
We don't expect to have any organization, be it ZANU, MDC or so, attacking us, because we always believe that the solution to Zimbabwe's problem is not in mounting violence.
Heads of church denominations are planning to hold a meeting with President Mugabe as the social, economic and political situation degenerates in the country.
The Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations has been tasked actually to make the necessary appointments, so it's with immediate effect.
And ZIFA President Philip Chiyangwa says the net is closing in on suspects in the alleged match-fixing scandal in Zimbabwe.
Certainly the matter is now in political. I'm sure they're running for their dear lives as we speak. The last time the whole Asia gate was some matches played in Asia and so forth and so forth. It was not about local matches.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The newly launched Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is disturbed that political violence is resurfacing in the country after its rally in Harare's Glenview suburb at the weekend was disrupted by suspected ZANU-PF youths. The suspected ZANU-PF youths allegedly threw stones at people attending the Zimbabwe People First rally, injuring four of them. Acting party spokesperson Rugare Gumbo says his party condemns all forms of violence perpetrated by any political party. This comes barely a week after some MDCT youths were also attacked by suspected ZANU-PF members in Harare's Mbare and Kuwadzana suburbs. Gumbo tells Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri that police should be commended for the manner they swiftly restored order at the party rally.
It was unfortunate in the sense that we are a peaceful organization. We always preach peace and we want things to be done in an orderly fashion. We don't expect to have any organization, be it ZANU, MDC or so, attacking us, because we always believe that the solution to Zimbabwe's problem is not in mounting violence, intimidation, threats and so on. The solution is to discuss amongst ourselves how best we can acquit ourselves in the light of the terrible situation that we are facing.
When you were still part of ZANU-PF, opposition parties used to accuse ZANU-PF of violence, but you were dismissing those allegations. What are you saying now, after your members were allegedly attacked by the same party that you used to defend?
The situation depends on the kind of reports that you get. Sometimes when you are right up there, you are not given the correct information. Of course, there are cases where we saw MDC people being beaten up, which did augur well. But now that we are out, we can see the mistakes that happened.
That was Rugare Gumbo, interim spokesperson of the opposition Zimbabwe People First Party, speaking there with Studio 7. Harare resident and opposition MDCT member Zomhlaba Mbanje tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri the ZANU-PF government must be held accountable for any political violence, which he fears may be worse than the 2008 violence if left unchecked.
We are looking at a very serious situation ahead of us. Looking at the coming elections in 2018, we seem to have a situation that is more than the 2008-2007 situation. So if somebody whom we are looking at, because it's the government that should stop all this, but it's the government that is actually arming itself with a very destroying whip. So we should all look for a very bloody election in 2018.
How best can this be avoided, Ms. Timbanje?
Like what I said, the government should stop this. And if the government doesn't act fast, of which I don't see it doing it, because it's a sort of a trick that they are trying to make so that the other parties and the people will be very, very, very afraid of them, and then they will, at the end, maybe win the elections, of which I can say the elections will not be for everybody, but for ZANU-PF only.
That was Harare resident and MDCT opposition member Zomhlaba Mbanje speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Meanwhile, opposition Transform Zimbabwe Party claimed today that six of its youth members in Chitungwiza were on Sunday abducted and tortured by suspected ZANU-PF members, police and members of the Zimbabwe National Army. In a statement, the party claimed that the six were forced to write forced statements denouncing their party before they were set free. The incident was reported at Makoni Police Station. Studio 7 failed to reach the police and ZANU-PF chairperson Simon Kayamoyo for a comment on this issue. Heads of Christian denominations who have released a communique titled "The Zimbabwe We Want, Taking the Process Forward," chronicling the deteriorating situation in the country, have set up a committee to meet President Mugabe and opposition leaders to address the deepening political, economic and social crisis. The hard-hitting communique calls for leadership renewal across the board and for increased political accountability. The church leaders say deficiency in leadership governance and leadership succession issues have resulted in lack of direction, policy inconsistencies, stagnation, and absence of political will to tackle current challenges. The churches that authorized the communique are the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops' Conference, and the Union for Development of Apostolic Churches in Zimbabwe. The last such communique was released by the same churches in 2006. The four church mother bodies vowed that they commit to be more audible, visible, and consistent on national issues. Human rights groups have welcomed the communique, saying politicians can ignore church leaders at their own peril. Father Frederick Chiromba, who's also the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishop Conference, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the churches have been motivated to release the communique by the country's worsening crisis.
In coming to 2016, where we begin to see the deteriorating situation in the country, at the same time the churches realize that the solutions lie already, you know, in what the churches actually said in 2006. And that is why we have sort of speeded up, you know, that process of moving this the Zimbabwe want forward, to just to remind the nation of what we said earlier and what can help.
When you say the situation is deteriorated, what are you referring to here?
The document actually lists the challenges that the nation is facing. This is actually ongoing because at the moment, at least the arms of the document speaks of lack of a shared national vision and values, you know, where you see political parties actually each one vying for its own survival, you know, at the expense of the nation. Secondly, the document also speaks of insufficient implementation and adherence to the 2013 Constitution.
But any plans to meet with the country's political leadership?
Yes, in fact, that's the intention of the churches, actually, to engage the political leadership on these issues and actually persuade them then to act and resolve these challenges.
And when is this likely to happen?
The Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations has been tasked actually to make the necessary appointments. So it's with immediate effect.
And that was Father Frederick Chiromba, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.